Well, the polls are now open and voters are casting their ballots in today's midterm elections. And joining us this morning with his perspective is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dan. And what I'm looking at for this election cycle is a low turnout. As the Secretary of State said, the turnout is going to be less than even 2018. So that will be interested how it affects. I don't expect any upsets in our area in this election day.
Now, what about in the race for Congress and Senate? Because those are going to be very contentious.
Well, in my opinion, I hope we have the results before the Powerball. But anyway, I expect the House of Representatives to go Republican and the Democrats to hold on to the Senate. But we might not know to a few days because some states, the winner has to get at least 50.1%.
Now, when you talk about local elections, you're not expecting any upsets because they don't seem to be many contested races, except when it comes to the ballot questions. Those could be rather contentious.
I think the ballot questions are contentious, and millions of dollars in advertisement has been paid. So it'll be interesting that those four questions, and it will be interesting, Dan, how many people just vote on the questions and don't necessarily vote for some particular offices.
And now, I also wanted to get your perspective. Would you say that this has been a rather negative primary season, as some have said?
I would think that's absolutely true. And there's already been a lawsuit filed in Pennsylvania because of the judges have ruled that the absentee ballots have to be dated. So I think there's going to be some problems. Georgia, last night, a judge allowed extra time for rural areas to hand in their absentee ballots because they got them late. So I think it's inevitable when you have so many close elections, and I hope the people go out and vote.
And, of course, we can hear from you later on this evening.
We will, and you and I will talk about this time tomorrow as to what results we have, even though we may not have them all.
All right, well, we'll certainly be talking about that. And, of course, I want to remind everybody you can listen to John Creed as part of the Political Posse starting tonight at 7 for complete election night coverage. And you can listen live or online at 959WATD.com. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. And you and I will talk again tomorrow.
Thanks, Dan.